my husband and I used to live in town, and we moved, you know, 20 Ks away, and all of a sudden, our internet, we've grind to a screeching halt. We can't take care of social media. I can't update websites. We can't do any research. Educating ourselves has all of a sudden become stalled. Even talking to our relatives, talking to my relatives, I'm from overseas, is very difficult.
So how have you had to adapt or change your work practices or the way that you do business to compensate for that?
It's still a work in progress. I haven't really been able to. It's gotten very slow. I've had to just buy a bunch of USB sticks and send them in the mail. I've had to use services like Dropbox. I'm constantly going over my data allowances. So I've spent ridiculous amounts of money with Telstra trying to make sure I have enough, you know, internet. And then whenever I have to call them, waste hours and hours on the phone with them. It's just made everything tremendously difficult. I've even considered renting office space in town just to get by.
In those conversations with your telecommunications provider, what options are they providing to you to overcome some of these problems that you're encountering?
Well, I've tried to speak to Telstra Countrywide, and, you know, they, on a map, we can get ADSL. So a lot of times they send you to an overseas, or they send your call to an overseas call center. They have no idea where you are. I try to explain, you know, we can't get it here, you know, that I can see the cable. It's never going to, you know, it doesn't work. And then he has the Telstra technician come out, and he says, no, you can't get it. But that goes back and forth, and you spend, you know, hundreds of dollars and wasted time, and also they bill you, and then they take it off and back and forth. Then I went to the Telstra shop. They've offered mobile broadband, but we have very poor coverage. And also the mobile broadband services are very, very limited. I think the maximum you can get is either 15 or 25 gigabyte download. And if you're using big files, you can get through that quite quickly. If you go over that, it just they drop you down where you can't use the internet anymore. I can possibly spend a couple grand getting a repeater equipment with a new and a different antenna, which isn't even guaranteed to work. If you look at the NBN, they may or may not be able to service my area. I can't get a clear answer for them. So I'm at the point of either just waiting and hoping and crossing my fingers with the NBN, or spending several thousand dollars on equipment that may not even work. And if it does work, I still will have very limited data plans.
Brittany Pierce, what kind of expectation do you receive from your customers and the people with whom you're doing business?
Even simple things like paying bills or answering emails, everyone nowadays, they do it so quickly. When someone sends you an email, they expect a response within an hour. You know, that's how the business world works now. We just can't do that. And so often, and if I want to send them a file, I can't. So everything has to wait, and it just kind of, now it's, what time do I get into town to send them a USB stick via in the mail? It's gotten that bad.
It's almost a cliche when you hear people say they're being left behind in the digital age. How do you feel?
I feel like every time I see an ad on TV for the NBN, and they talk about how, and they're trying to convince people in the cities to switch over to the NBN, I just want to scream and say, so many people, we're not even that remote, and we're just screaming out for even half-decent service. I mean, if we had dial-up, it would have been quicker. You know, they talk about the bush dying, and I was like, well, all these problems that they talk about in the bush can be conquered if we had good internet. We can educate ourselves, basically. We can do a lot of healthcare. You know, you could stream that in. You could, you know, business people are entrepreneurial. If you give us those tools, like the internet, we'll do it. Just put the infrastructure in so we can do it ourselves. But right now, it's really unviable.
It's the ultimate equalizer, you feel?
I feel like we're on a desert island sometimes. I'm just thinking this is not going to work long term, and I'm just holding my breath and wishing and hoping that the NBN might come, but it's not looking good.